The next patient is Elizabeth Sharpstein, S-H-A-R-P-S-T-E-E-N, Elizabeth, number one. 75-year-old white female that is following the practice because of CKD stage 3B. The patient suffers from morbid obesity. She weighs more than 300 pounds. She has a history of arterial hypertension, coronary artery disease, a prior history of pulmonary embolism, and diastolic heart failure. Period. Her main problem has been the fluid retention. During the last visit, we decided to change the administration of furosemide to 20 milligrams on daily basis and the administration of metolazone 2 times a week. This has induced volume contraction, a proreal azotemia with a creatinine of 2.58 and a BUN of 53.4. For that reason, we are going to stop the administration of aldactone. And we are going to monitor the kidney function. If the kidney function continues to deteriorate, we have to make further adjustments, and it's going to be very difficult to evaluate this patient just by telehealth, period. The protein creatinine ratio is less than 200 milligrams per gram of creatinine. Number two, the patient has anemia. She is followed at the Florida Cancer Center for infusions of Procrit and iron. Follow a number arterial hypertension that is under control. Follow a number. The patient has vitamin D deficiency. Follow a number uric acid that is out of control. The patient got out of the diet. And I insist in this patient to follow the diet, because otherwise it's going to be extremely difficult to control all these different morbidities. Following number, the degenerative joint disease. We are going to repeat the laboratory workup in about a week. The patient has a urinary tract infection. The organism that was isolated was Klebsiella pneumoniae that is susceptible to Cipro. Due to the fact that the patient has a CKD4 at the present time, we are going to change the Cipro to 5 milligrams for 7 days. 500 milligrams for 7 days, and we will get another blood work and make further changes. The patient was instructed to be compliant with the recommendations of a low sodium diet or a fluid restriction of 45 ounces in 24 hours, and with a potassium liberal intake in the diet. We are going to tentatively give another appointment to see us in 3 months, period. Laboratory workup will be done. We invested 15 minutes reviewing the lab compared to the prior lab, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, and 5 minutes in the documentation.